Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is senior pastor of the Remnant Revival Center in Nashville, Tennessee, host of the Todd Coconato Show, Todd Coconato. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We're excited you chose to tune in with us today. Mondo, you were showing off your shirt. It's behind your computer screen. I'm wearing the same shirt. Me and Mondo are twins today. We're matching. We stand with Israel,
Amen.
Friend.
Yeah.
We want to let you know that first and foremost right at the beginning. Hey, you know, the Lord prompted me to read this to you today. I want to read this. It's from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 through 11. It says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and sober-minded for yes. prayer. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining." We can say that a couple times, can't we, brother? "Just as one has received a gift, use it to serve others as good stewards of the varied grace of God. If anyone speaks, let it be as one who speaks of God's word. If anyone serves, let it be from the strength God provides, so that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ in everything. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen."
Amen.
Believer, that's
Amen.
A word for you today. I want to tell you, someone's watching right now, God may not deliver from the fiery furnace, but he delivers from the fire.
Yes.
He may not deliver from the lion's den, but he delivers you from the lion. He may allow the winds and the waves, but he will not let you sink, believer.
Yes,
take
Lord.
Heart. For even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you have to fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with you.
Yes.
The Lord is faithful. He is merciful. He is compassionate. And he is an ever-present help in times of need. The trial won't take you out, friend. Why? Because Jesus is forever good.
Amen.
And Mondo, we have to be constantly reminded of that
Amen.
He's good and only does good.
Yes. And it seems like problems, circumstances push you to remind you how good God has
That's
been.
That's right, how faithful
you know,
he is.
Don't pray for faith and then not expect that, this circumstances.
Faith building exercises, that's right.
You're talking about boot camp, you know what
yes.
I mean?
That's right.
Your faith will be strengthened in the middle of your crisis. Don't, you know, Dad, your friend Jim Baker used to tell us all the time, if you complain, you remain. If you whine, you stay behind.
He still tells
our
me that.
Whole
and
life.
Our whole life, exactly. And I want to tell you something.
That's right.
We have to understand that the season that God chooses to allow us to be in the battle. Listen to this.
Amen.
Allows us to be in the battle because he's the one that controls the battle. He
yes.
may be the one that creates the battle. And he's the one that decides to end the battle when the time
yes.
is right, that
Amen.
He feels that you're ready
That's right.
and you
That's
have matured
yes.
to what he can entrust you with.
Yes. Mm.
The church needs to understand that if we're going to go through the trials and tribulations that Matthew 24 talks about, it's not for God to get even with you. It's for God to prepare you
yes.
for the King coming back.
Amen. You know, Mondo, what you're saying, the Holy Spirit just impressed on me. There's somebody watching right now, and this is a word for you. You're trying to wear somebody else's armor.
Ooh.
And what I mean by that is when David, when he was going to fight Goliath, there was a king who was trying to put his armor on him. And Mondo, how many people, especially if you're just a man who is tending to flock, you say, well, I want to wear the king's armor. Why? Because it's going to be the best. It's going to be the
right.
lightest. It's going to be the strongest. It's going to be the most effective armor. But you know what? You're trying to wear somebody else's armor in this battle, and you're wondering why you're slowing down, friend.
Yeah.
Take off the armor that doesn't belong to you. You may feel like, well, hey, you know what? This is good armor, but the Lord's saying, I'm going to sustain you through the battle. David may have felt that way when he was picking up his 5 stones and walking towards Goliath,
yes.
simply wearing what he was wearing. But you know what? When he put that stone in that sling and he began to swing it, the Holy Spirit began to guide that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to remind the devil who he is. Sometimes the devil will say, look at the circumstance, and you'll have to say, look at my God. Look
yes.
at what he's going to
yes.
do.
Yes.
Giants are going to fall in your life, believer. All you have to do is have faith.
Yes.
Don't wear something that you're not prepared.
Oh, that's a good word. That's right.
To carry on with.
That's right.
Because I want to tell you something. A lot of you have prayed to be like David Wilkerson, the Jim Bakers, and Catherine Kuhlman, yet you're not prepared for the price they had to pay.
Right.
And a lot of us, you know, go into this thinking that we're ready to prophesy and get on Facebook and get on social media and deliver a word. And then when the little shaking comes, you ride and hide.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. God needs some people that are not going to be shaken in the foundation. And I want to tell you something.
That's a
good
word, brother.
We are in the moment in time
That's a good word.
Where the gimmicks in the church have to go, where all that nonsense have to go away, because the shaking that is coming, God wants you to prepare with the armor that he set out for you to wear in order to be stable in the ways that God wants you to be.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. If you're watching live on Facebook right now, share this message, share this broadcast, because people need to hear the voice of the Lord through this program, not through us. There's a message behind this that God wants to deliver for you and through you to help you understand. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged in this hour that we're in. As we're watching the world being shaken and the, everything that the foundation can be shaken with, I want to tell you something. It's just a reminder.
Yes.
Praise
God. To be prepared.
That's prepared.
You know, Mondo, I'm sitting here and I hear Dad's words. He's always taught us. I think we should write a book. Like you said, if you complain, you will remain.
The quotes of Jim Baker.
There's all these quotes that Dad has, but he's instilled them inside of us. That's
right.
How he trained us up. That's how he taught us. And when you were talking about that, as we've run this ministry and as we've run and said, God, what is it that you want to happen? You know, the shaking begins in the church. Mm-hmm. So when things start to happen, Pastor Jim's always like, hey, get ready. The world starts to shake, we have to be steady. We have to be strong. We have to be stable minded. But Dad always used to tell me this. Every time he would go shift something or change something one of the departments, because he always kept us on our toes. He's like, don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable. Amen. So he would go, and guess what? There would be a shaking. And here's what he would say. He says, Maricela, and how many times have we heard this? He says, when the shaking comes, the loose nuts will always fall off.
That's right.
And when he would tell me that, he would say, listen, you better be planted in Jesus. You better be. And that's a word for the church today.
Amen.
There's a lot of shaking happening. There's shaking all around us. Just look at the news. Look at social media. Look at people around you in your life. They're shaking everywhere. But Pastor Jim always told me, he's like, be steadfast, be stable. Don't be unwavering. Know what it is that you've been called to do and don't change it.
That's right.
Don't try to be something that you're not. Be what God has called you to be. But there's a time right now, and this is for many believers, that as we're entering into this season right now, listen, you may close the door on your calling because you're not stable, because you're emotional. And when shaking starts to happen, you throw in the towel and you just walk away. I want to encourage you right now, as Pastor Jim has always taught us and he instilled in us, he's like, when there is shaking happening, start asking God, God, what is it?
Amen.
What is it that you're trying to speak to us, Lord? What word do you have for us, Lord God? What path do you want us on? Shaking is not always bad. We've gone through a lot of trials, tribulation. This ministry
is necessary.
Sometimes it's necessary.
It is necessary. That's right.
Because out of that comes the refiner's fire.
Yeah.
He purifies you.
Yeah. That's right.
He takes you through the fire and he allows you to go through this process. But when you come out on the other end, all things work together for your good according
Amen.
To his riches and glory in Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage anyone who's watching right now, you know, we're not a perfect family. We've been, you know, a lot of people have been asking, where's Pastor Jim? Where's Miss Lori? And we've been
trying to give
you updates to say, listen, Dad has continuously, our doctor, when we stood, I was there with them just
in the
that
hospital.
Day. You know, we all went different days. But I remember the day that the doctor came in on this very specific day. And he came into that room. I believe in miracles. I believe that God can do whatever God wants to do. And
Amen.
Pastor Jim told me, he's like, I surrender to God. Whatever God wants, I want. But listen, the doctor told us, he said, Pastor, I want you guys to understand what's happening right now. Pastor Jim has experienced 3 strokes. And because of this, and because of where there's blockage in some of his arteries and the brain area, he's going to continue to have TIAs, which are mini strokes.
That's right.
He's like, and they could last for a second. They could last for a minute. They could last for a day. They could last for multiple days.
That's right.
He's like, this is an area that we don't know. We can never know what's going to happen. But that doctor, we walked away and we said, okay, Lord, you got to help us through this. But many have been asking, where's Pastor Jim? Where's Lori? And, you know, our family, we've been having to still come up here on this show, even knowing that there's times where we're like, God, we just want to be right there with our dad. We want to be helping him. We want to be taking care of him. We want to be lifting up our mom's arms. But God has called us, and Pastor Jim looked at us and said, God will take care of me. God's got me. You guys need to go and continue preaching the gospel of the kingdom of the earth into all the world. That's the greatest way that we can honor him right now, is by coming on the stage. Ricky,
right.
You and Mondo preaching the gospel boldly. That is the greatest honor that we could give him. But for many people who are asking and saying, what's happening? Listen, Pastor Jim, he will be, when he's strong, he comes.
That's right.
And he's going to be able to sit here. But there's going to be times where when he experiences those TIAs, and there's time that it might be an hour or so, he needs to rest. It takes everything out of him.
That's right.
But he won't give up. And that's the key, is wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, don't give up. Don't give up on what God's called
Amen.
You to do.
You know, I went and spoke with him the other day, and it's really funny because we kind of just show up as we can. We work, and then we say, hey, you know what? I have a few minutes here. Let me just drive over and let me see him. So I walked in, and he was sleeping. So I walked in, and I rubbed his shoulder, and I said, hey, Dad, it's Ricky. I'm here. And he goes, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be working at the ministry. I said, okay, I have been working today, I promise.
Yes.
It's four in the afternoon. I took the day early to come over. But his heart and passion is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. And his heart and passion is you, the partner. There hasn't been a conversation I've had with him where he's not saying, Ricky, are you taking care of the partners?
Geez.
Are you taking care of the people who have faithfully stood by this ministry? And you know what? We are doing our absolute best to say, yes, Dad, we are taking care of every partner. One huge miracle in that alone, Marcella, is the fact that we now, as hopefully you're watching this, we have zero back orders anymore.
Wow.
Marcella, that's a miracle from God.
Yes. And so you're going to start receiving this week, actually.
That's right.
And for those who are watching live right now, we're shipping out all of the Lion of Judah tapestries that you order from this ministry. God kept his promise to us. And Pastor Jim said,
Amen.
I will always keep my commitment. You've watched him for years when there would be warfare that would come against us. And we would say, are we ever going to get this out, Lord?
Yes.
God has never failed us. And so we're excited. This is a victory time for this ministry. As we're celebrating and getting ready to enter into Passover, we are celebrating to say, Lord, you have seen us through. You have made a way where there seemed to be no
Amen.
Way. And so we just want to say to all of our partners, thank you. Thank you for patiently waiting.
Thank you
for standing with us. Thank you for continuing to believe in this ministry and always standing faithfully with us. But this is a time of victory for all of us who have been praying and interceding for this ministry.
That's right, believer. You are the head and not the tail. Sometimes you have to look in the mirror and remind yourself of that. Why? Because we get to identify with Christ, friend. We get to identify with him. We don't deserve the good gift that was given to us, but it was given to us, friend. We simply have to accept it. There is a God who looked down and said, you are worth saving. You are worth sending my only son to die a brutal crucifixion on a cross. And you know what? You're absolutely worth it. Friend, all we have to do is accept the good gift. Mondo, it's so wonderful that we get to accept the good gift. But as we come into belief with Jesus Christ, knowing that he is the only way to heaven, and I will never mince my words, and there will never be the opportunity to say, well, there's multiple ways to heaven. No, that is a lie from the pit of hell. There is one way to heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Friend. We have to align ourselves fully with the word of God, because if we're not fully lined up with the word of God, friend, then we are off the path. We have to make sure that we are fully lined up with what the word of God says. You know, Mata, we have to stand with Israel as believers. There's a reason we're wearing these shirts. We're not, I usually wear a suit for the show, but there's a reason that I'm wearing this. I want everybody to know that I stand with Israel.
Yes,
it is important that we believers stand with God's, you know, the apple of God's eye, Mondo.
Yeah.
We have people saying, hey, where can I get the shirt? We actually have an affiliate program with a company called Steadfast American. So you can go to jimbakershow.com or you can give us a call at 1-888-988-1588 and we'll help you place this order. Mondo, I wore this to Lowe's. It was like 9 p.m. I had to go to Lowe's because, you know, there's a honey to-do list in my house.
Yeah.
I had to go to Lowe's at like 9 p.m. and I wore this shirt loudly and proudly.
Amen.
And I got so many compliments on it. People
were
saying, hey, thank you for being bold and standing
with
Israel. I said, I don't have a choice. I'm a believer. I have to stand with Israel. And you know what, Mondo? It's now is the time to be bold about our faith.
It's non-negotiable. That's
Amen.
The key. There's certain things. Matter of fact, let me rephrase myself. There's not non-negotiables with God in the Bible. One of them happens to be Israel. And I wanted you to know something. If you want to declare your faith today, order this t-shirt. become a partner to this ministry. Stand with us as we're watching Israel being attacked from every direction.
That's right.
We're watching the news very closely. Iran is close to firing missiles again. Iran is declaring war. Iran is organizing all the propaganda around the world, chanting hate to Israel, hate to America. And as we're watching the book of Revelations, you know, play out right before our eyes, we have to make a decision. Who are we going to stand for? This is not a negotiation on why or when or how. This is, I must. The Bible says that he will bless those who bless Israel.
That's right.
When you watch the nations gather against Israel, you watch for the times, because I want you to know something. God's time clock happens to be a nation called Israel, a nation that is hated by the world, a people that is despised around the world. Generation after generation has been trying to erase the Jewish community.
Since the beginning of time.
Yet, they're still here.
Amen.
And just
Amen.
Like them, we are going to be here. Yes. No matter what happens, we're going to continue to go forward.
That's right.
It has to be together. When the church aligns itself with the gospel and what God says about Israel, I want you to know something. The blessings of God happens to drop upon your life,
Amen.
Upon your family. And we want to stand with Israel. This is what we want you to do. You want a t-shirt? If you're watching Facebook Live right now, we want you to share this program because
please.
We want to get the word out there, because we want to support Israel in many ways, but we also want to support American-made companies that are standing with Israel. They're not ashamed to stand with Israel. They're
That's
not
right.
ashamed to stand with us. And we want you to call right now, 1-888-988-1588.
Amen.
Or better yet, you can go to jimbakershow.com and pick several sizes that are available for you. I want you to know something. When you do that, you're helping this ministry stay on the air. You're helping us spread the message that we're standing with Israel. But better yet, you're helping us expand the Jim Baker Show and the PTL Network all over the world. And every part of what you're giving is helping us really expand this ministry.
Yeah. That's right. We want to expand the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached to absolutely everybody who can hear it. If you're just tuning in, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. This is the Jim Baker Family Show. We want to thank you for tuning in with us. Pastor Jim loves you, and he always says God loves you. He really does. But Pastor Jim is faithful. He is strong, and we believe he is still a relevant voice for today.
Absolutely.
You know, Mondo, we have a guest on today. His name is Todd Coconato. This is one of the most powerful men of God. He is a pastor, evangelist, a national speaker, an author, a radio and television host. He is also a faith advisor to many in the political arena. Mondo, how many people do you know who are doing the pastorship, the evangelist, radio, television, talking to actual political leaders? Mondo, there is not an avenue we do not see Brother Todd, and we absolutely are excited. But he's also the senior pastor of the Remnant Revival Center in Nashville, Tennessee. He's also the host of the Todd Coconato Show, the co-host of Firepower with Mondo. This is one of your friends, one of Pastor Jim's dear friends, Mario Murillo. You love Todd. We love Todd. He is a friend to this ministry. We want to thank you for being on, Todd.
Hello. So good to be with you all. You're getting me fired up listening to this conversation. I'm like, Coach, put me in.
Come on. Well, hey, come on, you're in. Hey, before we get fired up, I want you to give us a update on your ministry and what you've been up to.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I always say it's the Lord's ministry because he gives and takes away. I'm so humbled just to be able to walk this thing out. But, you know, we have this church in Nashville that's just exploding. This Remnant Revival Church is what we're calling as part of the Remnant Revival Center. And the Spirit of the Lord is moving. We look at it like every Friday night. We meet on Friday nights. Every Friday night, it's like a stationary revival meeting, you know, and we never quite know what God is going to do. But he meets us so faithfully every time. We've been seeing miracles and signs and wonders, and the Lord just moving in such a profound way. People are getting off addictions and marriages are being healed. And then we have the privilege. We're doing a 20-city tour right now around the country. And just this last weekend, we were in Austin, Texas. And let me tell you guys, the Spirit of the Lord met us in Austin, Texas, and people are hungry all around the country right now. And this is why I believe we're still here, is because there is a great harvest of souls that are coming to know the Lord in this late hour. And so I believe through the Lord's grace and mercy, he's giving us more time, one more round to get this right and to tend to the harvest. And as the scripture says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So I'm so thankful to have co-laborers like yourselves that have a heart for souls, and that's our main mission here at this ministry.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Pastor Trout, we're going to have to make that 21 cities. We need you to come to Branson, Missouri. Come on. We got to get you fired up. Hey, you don't have to forgive me. I truly am Pastor Jim Baker's son. I am so bad with names, so you have to forgive me for that. I'm getting better.
It's been happening my whole life, so it's not when you have a last name, Coconato, forget it. It gets botched. I'm very much used to it, but Amen. It's okay. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that there is hope for America? We have a lot of pastors who are, you know, maybe preaching a message and saying, you know, we're on our last leg, but there is no hope for America. Do you see a revival being sparked around the nation of America?
You know, such a good question, Ricky. And here's my answer to that. Wherever there's a remnant, that means God is not done moving. And Amen. We have to remember our hope is found in Jesus Christ. So, of course, there's hope. And he says, if my people who are called by my name, so he doesn't require everybody to repent, but I believe he's looking for the church of Jesus Christ to return our first love, to repent, to get on fire for him, to restore the foundations of our faith. I think Mondo mentioned it in the beginning, you know, but get away from the gimmicks, the entertainment, all the things that are not of him, things that we've made it, you know, about. I call it churchianity. And get back to the main thing. And I believe if we do that, we're going to see a great move of God. I believe we're already seeing the beginning stages of this. Like I just said a few minutes ago, I think there is an undercurrent of revival. And as my friend Mario Merlo says, you know, I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to call them the remnant, because there's so many folks that are out there that are hungry, that are on fire for God. And that's why this nation is still here. So God is giving us more time to get this right and a return to him. And I think as we do that, we're going to see a great move of his Holy Spirit. And as the Bible says, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit. And that is what's happening. So America's not done. And as long as the church is here, there's a buffer. There is a restrainer against the assignment of the enemy. You know, many are the plans of the wicked. We know that there's this whole globalist agenda and all these wicked plans of the elites and many different things that are happening, which I'm sure we'll get into a little bit. But, you know, the church is still here. So as long as the church is still here, there is a restraining force that has authority to pull down strongholds. It has authority to push back against the wicked plans. And we got to remember this. We are on the winning team. We serve the God of heaven and earth. He's never stepped down from the throne. Nothing has caught him by surprise. It's a fixed fight. And so we got to stop, you know, like those old Tom and Jerry cartoons that got, you know, the devil on one side and God on the
other. That's right.
It's not how it is. We serve the creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Yeah. Satan is a fallen archangel. Amen. He's a created being.
Amen.
So we gotta act like winners.
That's right. You know, there's a phrase I love to say, Mondo. It's that we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory.
Yes.
Believer, we have already been given the victory through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. What
yes.
do we have to do?
Amen.
Accept it, believer.
Yes.
We have to just simply accept it and walk out the path, Mondo. The path isn't always easy. The path is hard sometimes. Why? Because you don't get to act like the world anymore. When you become a believer, we don't get to walk the way the world walked. We don't get to talk the way the world talked. There may have been an instance where you had walked and talked like that for many years. But you know what, Mondo? It's time that we as believers stand firm on the word of God, and we make a stand and we say, we're drawing our line in the sand. We are holy because he is holy. You know, Pastor Todd, you can turn on the news and we see Israel is the primary focus of every news station. Now, Pastor Todd, I want to ask you this. What do you feel will be Israel's next move after being attacked and then threatened by Iran's regime?
Well, what a great question, important question. You know, first of all, I love your shirts, and I'm so thankful that you're standing with Israel, because we have to understand the covenant that's been made with Israel is irrevocable.
Amen.
And it's those who bless Israel will be blessed, those who curse Israel will be cursed. We just saw an unprecedented attack where hundreds of missiles were lobbed at Israel from Iran. Now, here's what's so different about this situation. This was a direct conflict between Iran and Israel. So far, it's been mainly between the proxies of Iran and Israel. And the reason why this has taken such a notch up in the concern here is because now we have a direct conflict. So we saw the attack. Now, here's the amazing thing is 99% of those missiles were stopped by the Iron Dome. And that is not only because of technology, but because of the hand of God on Israel. So that is a remarkable miracle that happened, where so few folks were injured and so few, you know, buildings were damaged, where it could have been so far worse. But now the world is kind of just watching and waiting and seeing how Israel will respond. And of course, we're seeing the U.S. administration trying to, you know, stop Israel from a major response. And this is very concerning, because the United States needs to stand with Israel. We need to understand the significance of this battle that we're in right now. And the world is watching to see how this all plays out. But Netanyahu, for many years, you know, has been the prime minister of the country, and he has desired to take out completely Iran's ability to have nuclear capability. And so this is an opportune moment. So a lot of the people that know how Israel thinks and how their generals think, you know, this would be that moment where it would seem that they would go in. They certainly have the capability to do so, and to take out Iran's ability to have nuclear weapons, which they're so close, if not, they might already have them. So to take out that ability. So that's what a lot of people are speculating, is that Israel is going to respond with that type of attack. However, because of the administration, when the Biden administration, their pressure, it could be something less, where they attack one of Iran's proxies and just save face. But again, I think this is a very opportune moment here because of the direct attack from Iran. It would seem suitable and probably wise for Israel to go ahead and take out their nuclear capability now. But we're going to have to see how this plays out. You know, a lot of people didn't think that Iran would directly attack Israel. They thought they would go through their proxies because that would be, less inflammatory. But now that they have directly attacked Israel, we know that there's been, cabinet meetings and with all the generals that have been pretty much nonstop since this whole thing happened. And there's been a lot of discourse inside Israel on how to respond. But it's one of two things. Either they're going to respond by attacking their proxies, and it'll be more of a wag the dog type scenario, or they're going to go full force and go after their nuclear capability.
Wow.
You know, the must ask question is, do you believe that this could spark a World War III?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're already in the beginning stages of what could be that. There's a lot of proxy wars. I mean, we're not just having this current one in the Middle East, but we're having the one in Eastern Europe, which we know the United States and the NATO allies have sent billions and billions of dollars of funding to help that proxy war, which is in, you know, of course, Russia has been in conflict with Ukraine. But, you know, Russia knows very well that they're fighting the NATO alliance and the United States in the backing. So it hasn't gone to a hot war yet, but we've seen certain cyber incidents. I mean, let's just think about what just happened with the bridge a few weeks ago. You know, I know that the initial story that came out was like, oh, this is just a isolated incident. But a lot of people in the intel community, and more information is coming out about this, where it certainly looks like it could have been a cyber attack. Well, if so, is that part of this war that we're talking about? Are there, basically what they're saying, a lot of the generals will say, they call this a fifth generational war. So it's a little bit different. There's different types of weapons that they're using, cyber and proxy wars and different things like that are happening. But are we in the initial stages of what could be a much broader conflict? Absolutely.
You know, we saw the 2020 conflict that happened, Mondo, over the election. And a lot of people are saying, will we even have an election in this upcoming year? That is a phrase that I've seen on the internet many, many times. But Pastor, after this 2020 election and the mess that came with it, will there be an election in 2024?
Well, Ricky, you're asking the right questions and the big questions here. Here's the deal. There's something called the War Powers Act that we need to be praying against, because if we were in a full-blown war, if something were to escalate and we were all of a sudden in direct conflict with Russia or China or North Korea or any of these countries, Iran, there could be something called the War Powers Act that could be initiated, which could postpone our U.S. elections. Now, that's so unprecedented, and we think that could never happen here. But we got to remember, even during the Civil War and Lincoln, they had habeas corpus. That was, you know, all that stuff. So there's many different things that could be done. Now, we're praying and believing that, yes, we're going to have an election. But is there the potential that there could be something? And we looked at what happened in Ukraine. You know, Ukraine suspended their election process because they were at war. So is there precedent in other countries that this is happened before? Yes. Is there U.S. laws on the books that could actually initiate that? There are. It's the War Powers Act. So I've spoke to generals and people from the former administration that say their biggest concern is if this administration is even going to allow an election to happen, or they're going to try to pull some type of false flag event or a war. And then, of course, we see what they've been doing to former President Trump. I mean, it's just been vicious. They've been attacking him through the court system with lawfare. He's got all these different cases. They've gone after his money, his businesses, his kids, everything. And now they're going after him, trying to get him on something criminally. So while you have the former president and the head of the Republican Party literally locked up in all these court cases where they're trying to take away his business, his money, his standing, we have the possibility of our nation being dragged into a war on several different fronts.
You know, and one of the things that we're watching is this headline here from the Daily Mail. Bank of America accused of religious and political discrimination by debanking or refusing to service Trump supporters, Christian churches, and Republican-led states want answers. Pastor Todd, when they start coming after the supporters of Trump and the Christian church. Could that be one of the ways that this administration and any political power to try to keep from an election taking place?
Absolutely. Well, you think about what President Trump always says is that, you know, when they're attacking me, they're attacking you. And this is what we're seeing is every season they're going deeper and deeper against Christians. I mean, now look at how this has all played out. In 2016, oh, we're not against Christians. It's just, you know, Republican versus Democrat. I think pretty much every astute Christian that has discernment can see that this is a spiritual battle at this point. I mean, if you can't, it's kind of hard to imagine how you couldn't see that. I mean, we look at the things that this administration is pushing, whether it be the gender confusion on our kids or abortion or all the different anti-God things. These are not political matters. These are spiritual matters, and they're at the highest of levels. So all of us should be interceding and praying. But to your point, Mondo, I mean, look what happened with when they had the protests in Canada. And remember those truckers that were protesting against the regulations during the COVID era? Remember what happened? They debanked them, or they froze their accounts.
That's
is what
right.
they did.
Right.
And could that happen in the United States? Sure. We've seen Christian organizations to have banks say, you know what, we don't want to do banking with you anymore, and just completely debank them. For what reason? How is that allowed in the United States? And when we have the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion and the freedom to have opinions and views, I mean, this is like a communist country when they're saying, hey, you know what, we're just going to take away your right to bank with us. Are you kidding me? So we need to push back against these things, and we need to have people in the Congress and in the Senate that are going to push back against these ridiculous, egregious corporations that are pushing this diversity, equity, and inclusion, this DEI, and all these different woke agendas on the people.
That's right. You know, we're seeing the explosion of artificial intelligence with new technology is really leading us into the fourth industrial revolution. Now, I want to ask you a question because you brought this up. What are some of the ramifications of a central bank digital currency?
My goodness. Well, you know, Tucker Carlson, who many people, you know, look to as a pretty strong journalist, you know, he's been pretty legit in a lot of things he said, although I didn't agree with him on Israel. But other than that, for the most part, he's been good. He said, if this thing comes out, we're done. We're done. And what does he mean by that? What it means is that this is going to be the ability of the central bank system to shut down, just like we just talked about being debanked. Think about Facebook and some of the social media companies where the censorship has just gotten so out of control. And you know, they can take your account and demerit it. They can lower your distribution. They, you know, this is kind of like in China, they have the social credit score system, right? Well, this is similar now. If they roll this out where the currency goes digital and we lose the ability to transact in paper currency, then every transaction, every single thing that you buy, every transaction that you have is monitored. You're able to see that. And they could certainly shut you down. There's different aspects that they could do. You know, think about this in the terms of like buying a gun, you know, exercising your Second Amendment. They could say, you know what, you bought too many guns. No longer will your currency be able to buy firearms. Or, you know, you've purchased too much meat. So you've had your quota of meat. Sorry, your money's not going to be available for meat. I mean, not only does it give the ability to turn off, which reminds us of the mark of the beast, and I certainly think this is the infrastructure for that, but think about the other ramifications. Like you said, they could have certain segments where, hey, you can only travel a certain amount of miles, and now you've gone beyond your carbon footprint, or, you know, I mean, there's so many different things. And as they're rolling out the digital currencies, they're also pushing electric vehicles, which, by the way, those could also be limited. Those could also be turned off. So we're seeing an agenda, which is UN Agenda 2030, and a lot of what the World Economic Forum has been pushing and talking about, where we'll eventually own nothing and we'll love it. And people can't fathom how this would happen. But, you know, all it takes is one big black swan event, say a major cyber attack or something like that, and everything could be changed. And so if you recall, after 9/11, 2001, when they rolled out the Patriot Act, I mean, everything changed. Our ability to have privacy on the internet, all the different things, and the monitoring things that Snowden brought out and Assange brought out, you know, the world changed. And all it would take is another major event, which we are ripe for, and they could push something like that.
I want to make a side note here, because as we're watching and listening to you, Pastor Todd, we have to see what's the pretense of everything that is moving forward. How is it going to look like? Right now, Brazil is requiring Americans to show proof of income before entering their nation.
Wow. Proof of income.
And I want to tell you something. When a nation moves into that route, you better believe that they're going to go into it more and more in allowing who's going to be allowed in. If you don't make enough income, what are you doing in my nation? if you are making the income that you can meet the requirements for, then this is why and this is how we want you to be in our nation.
That's right.
We are watching the World Economic Forums dictating the future of the American dollar. As a matter of fact, you know, Pastor Todd, you can even talk into this because we're watching the American dollar being devalued for a reason. Mm-hmm. America and the economy has always been involved in centralizing the exchange of monetary systems. Yet when they knew that a new digital coin was moving, which was Bitcoin, behind the scenes, they wanted to get involved and centralize that communication. You have to understand, in order to centralize that, you have to penalize something else. Mm-hmm. Right. We are going to be penalized as individuals and be governed from within without authority. As a matter of fact, one expert said, we have given our authority away anyways. What difference does it make?
That's right.
It makes a huge difference. Yes. Listen to me. It makes a huge difference because one expert saying we're giving away our free will in exchange for social credit scores to be involved, for social economics to be involved, and all in the name of climate change to control the climate and to control, you know, the delinquencies that are happening. Yet we're giving away our free will, but that free will, Ricky, comes with a price.
That's right. People are selling their freedoms for comforts, which is so sad. And Pastor, you know, we see there's a social credit system in China. And is China's social credit score system the reason the West is using big corporations to enact a similar type of system here in the United States?
Yeah, you just nailed it, because that's what the United States is doing. That's what the West is doing. They're utilizing the big corporations, which essentially does the same thing. I mean, if you look about it. So, you know, they're pushing metrics and data. Everybody's, you know, data is being sold. I mean, if you wonder how these companies make their money, they're selling your data. So they're putting you into different categories, and then they're using that data. And that data could be very dangerous, because eventually they could use that to really come against you. If you think about it, look at Facebook, for instance. There's something called LifeLog. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole here. But it was a DARPA invention. And what it was every citizen would be able to basically be put into categories based upon who they interact with, who they, you know, what kind of religion they follow, what you know, all their different views and, you know, the way that their ideologies. And so they're put in these different categories. Now, say they want to come after Christians. Well, they already know who the Christians are because of the data. So it's very easy to identify. So it's like in Nazi Germany, you know, when Dietrich Bonhoeffer was sounding the alarm, and a lot of people say, well, that's not really affecting me. Well, maybe not right now, but it will. It's coming to all of us. It's coming to Christians, because ultimately the battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against strongholds and principalities. And we're dealing with a spirit of Antichrist that's rising, trying to bring us into a new world order, a one world global government. And that is really now in sight. We can see how they're trying to do this and taking away the sovereignty of the nations and bringing us into a one economic system. And so to your point, Mondo, they're trying to take the dollar off the gold, you know, the global reserve. So the U.S. dollar, ever since Bretton Woods, has been the global reserve currency. Then under Nixon, it turned into the petrodollar. And we've, for all of our lives, we've lived under this system where the U.S. dollars had the global reserve. That is now in jeopardy. And if that goes, that means that Americans are going to probably lose about 30% or more of the intrinsic value of our purchasing power overnight. And the whole world order will be changed, because no longer will the U.S. have the ability to sanction other countries. We're already seeing countries do unilateral trade deals outside of the dollar, even with oil. And a lot of what's been happening with the Bidenomics and his you know, whole economic policy around the world is it's pushed Russia and China and other countries like the BRICS together. And so they're moving away from the dollar. So we're in a real transitional period here. And I think that by the central planners, this is being done by design.
It is absolutely being done by Zion. I completely agree with you on that, Pastor. You know, I read something one time. It says, it's perplexing to me that a country $1 trillion in debt is trying to give me a credit score. And that's a joke, but I really think it's, you know, I think it's a silly game we're playing when we move into the social credit scores, because believer, it could get to the point and you say, oh, Ricky's putting on his tin hat again. I'm not, I promise you, this is not conspiracy. It could easily get to the point where you have a automatic lower social credit score because you believe in Jesus Christ. That can absolutely be that. Whenever you become a digital being, I said this in 2022 and it's on record on the show. I said it again in 23 and I'll say it again in 24. They are making a push for you to be a digital being before a physical being. Yes, you'll be born into flesh still. Yes, you'll live the same normal life, but they want you to be primarily a digital being. It is a reason that we're seeing things like Neuralink happen, Mondo, where there will be a global brain. Everyone's brain's connected to the internet. So instead of having to pull out my phone and Google something, I can just think it and it'll give me the answer. They are making this an appeal to a younger generation. That way they could be a digital being before a physical being.
You know, and when you look at the really, when you look at the facts, they're not going to need your authority. They're doing it anyways. And this is the scary part is that when we gave our free will away by signing on to use, you know, digital platforms, you pretty much signed away the contract saying that you can be utilized at any moment for any situation if it concerns the safety of this nation.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. We have all signed our contracts away. Once we put our information in the public eye, which is social media, listen to me. When you become a famous person, you give your rights away to the public.
That's right.
The public can use your public image as they wish. That's the same way we have done when we have signed contracts to be on social media. Our image can be used for whatever is possible for them to use it if the nation decides to say we feel threatened. And I want to tell you something. We have given it all away, but yet the one thing they can't have is your soul.
Amen.
The one thing they can't have is your spirit, man. They cannot own
that's
you.
Right.
And that's why the decision to follow Christ has to be very clear with you. There's non-negotiables when it comes where you're going to spend eternity. Most people don't want to talk about, are you going to spend eternity in hell or are you going to spend it in heaven? Even the church is afraid to even talk about that.
Wow.
Yet, where are you going to spend eternity? Have you ever thought about
time.
That?
That's right.
They want you to live forever. You know why? They're trying to keep you from heaven.
That's right.
The whole Bible talks about there will come a day when men are going to wish to die and they're not going to be able to die.
That's right.
They're creating technology right now that you can live forever. It sounds wonderful. We want our families to be around. No one wants to lose a family member. But yet, do you understand that they're trying to keep us from going to heaven? Oh,
that's
I
right.
know. It's too much for you.
Truth,
I understand. But yet, when you look at what's happening, the manipulation of the minds, the manipulation and where you spend your time has to be understood that we, you and I, us, we have the power to break the chain of slave mentality that this government is trying to put on us. The Bible says that he came to deliver us.
Yeah. Amen.
He came to set the captives free.
Yes,
I want you to know something. Become a partner today.
Amen.
Stand with us. We are a ministry that is going to keep telling you the truth and speaking the truth from a way that most people are afraid to do it. Pastor Todd is not afraid of doing it.
Amen.
But
thank
I want to
Pastor
tell you
Todd.
Something.
That's right.
Stand with our ministry today. Call the number right now. Order the t-shirts. Make a declaration of where you stand. The number is this, 1-888-988-1588. Or you can go and visit the website, jimbakershow.com, check out the affiliate program, and make sure you grab a t-shirt to say, hey, I'm going to stand with Israel, but I'm also going to stand with Pastor Jim and Lori Baker and the family.
Amen.
To let everybody know that we want more truth to get out there, Ricky, and it's the time is right now to do it.
The time is right now. And Pastor Todd, I want to get your opinion on this. The you know, the Bible talks about a great falling away, and we're seeing a trend of so many people being sick of the gimmicks that churches are doing in order to attract culture. Why is it that we are seeing now people sitting in churches, seeing all the, you know, gimmicks, the lights, the shows? And I'm not saying it's always that, but sometimes whenever we have performances happening in the pulpit, people are starting to wake up to that. Why are we seeing the wake up?
You know, it's so interesting you say there was a recent poll that was done to the younger generation. They were saying, what are you looking for in spiritual leaders? And what they came up with is they want authenticity and they want sound doctrine. Authenticity
Amen.
And sound doctrine. Are you kidding me? So that's what they want. Well, that's what we need to give them, because that's what the Bible says to do, is to speak truth, do it boldly. We don't need to try to be relevant. The gospel is relevant. And when you walk under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you're able to change the atmosphere, change the situation. And I want to say this because we talked about a lot of heavy things, but the deal is we're not here to alarm you. We're here to arm you. The good news is that we do have the authority to push back. The good news is that if there is a major move of God, which I believe we're seeing the beginning of, this nation can turn around. This nation can be saved, and we can thwart and stop these wicked plans, because I believe that the deep state and the evil people that are trying to push these things are trying to overplay their hand right now. They're trying to push in the tribulation before it's time, but it's not time yet. I believe we still got more time, but this is the time for us to get activated, to push back, to know the authority we have in Jesus Christ, and to make a difference. We can't sit on the sidelines. We got to get in the game.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, Pastor, if David Wilkerson were alive today, what do you think he would say about what's happening to the American church?
Yeah, he would say, repent. You know, he would say, repent. In fact, it's so funny you asked that question, because I just spoke to his son, Gary, last night, and we asked the exact same question to him. And he basically said what you said only a few minutes ago. You know, we got to get away from the gimmicks. You know, what we've done the last 30 years in churchianity, seeker-friendlyism, all these things, it hasn't given us good fruit. Yes, some people have got saved, but look at the state of our nation. When there's a church on almost every corner, I'm down here in the South, and yet we're not making an impact on the city, there's an issue, there's a problem. And the problem is, we got to invite the Holy Spirit back into our churches. We got to get out of the way. We got to allow the altars to be open. We got to open the church, because it says, my house shall be a house of prayer. We got to do what the scripture says, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And believe what the Lord actually said this to me about a year or so ago, and I'll never forget it. He said, if you don't believe what you're preaching, then get out the ministry. He said, either you believe that I will heal people of cancer, either you believe that I will raise people from the dead, if either you believe in the things that you're saying, or get out the ministry. And it was a defining moment for me as a pastor, because I had to really come to grips with, do I believe what the Bible says? Do I believe, are we doing these things? And that's why we're doing the 20-city tour, and that's why we're doing everything that we can, because I know it's not a political solution, it's a spiritual solution, and I believe there are prodigals. Some of you are praying for your kids right now. And there are prodigals and misfits that are going to be coming in the droves to the churches in America. And we have to ask the question, are we ready? Are we ready for ex-gangbangers? Are we ready for people that are coming off a drug addiction, that are coming out of the gay lifestyle?
Amen.
I say yes. We got to open up our churches and say, here is the love of Jesus Christ, and show them the love, because that's how they know us, and get them saved, set free, healed, and delivered. That is the answer, and we still have more time.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good word. Listen, that's powerful.
Thank
I've always
Lord.
Said this, crime is a reflection of the influence of the church in that community. Mm. And I've seen it change before. I remember the Dream Center. The first year the Dream Center arrived in Los Angeles, California, the crime was 80% reduced the first year the Dream Center was there, because the influence they made in the community, it was the foundation. And this leads me to this question, Pastor Todd. How do we restore the foundations in which we should be rooted in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super simple. So the Bible says faith comes from hearing the word of God. We got to get back to the main thing. You know, there's been a lot of other things that we've done in our culture, but the deal is that when we preach and teach the entirety of the word of God, and we stand for the word of God, and we love the word of God, I have never seen a person that's a lover of the word, that's in the word regularly, that's in their prayer closet regularly. I've never seen one of those people be unsuccessful, both in this world and in their walk as a Christian, because that is going to be the ultimate success. In the world, it's upside down, inside out compared to what God says. But if you want to be successful and have longevity and finish well and hear the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant, we've got to be lovers of the word. We've got to do what the Bible says to do. He's given us a great commission. And if we are like the prophet Isaiah and say, send me, he will open the doors. He will open the windows of heaven. He will put his favor and blessing on you. I'm telling you, if you make it about souls, you will have the finances, you will have the resources, you will have the open doors, because you're in alignment with the Holy Spirit. That's what he's calling us to do.
Amen.
Mondo, if you make it about souls, you know, Reverend Dave Robbins said the exact same thing on the show. It's wildly encouraging to see so many pastors, reverends, prophets around the nation saying the same thing without even communicating with each other. Believer, pastor, if you're watching this right now, it's all about souls. Mondo, you were talking and it really occurred to me, eternity is a very long time. You can be alive and have the cognitive reasoning ability in a billion, trillion, trillion, trillion years to understand, oh my goodness, eternity with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has just scratched the surface. It has just begun. But Mondo, on the counter side of that, it is why we are so passionate to say, repent and believe the gospel. Come into the fullness of Christ, because there is going to be the same cognitive reasoning ability for billions and billions and trillions of years for you to say, oh my goodness, I realize that I am in hell and I have just scratched the surface of what eternity has to hold, Mondo.
I think you're right, because we have to make this a priority. The reality is, we're coming to a place where either we're going to be in heaven or hell. I know that subject makes you upset, makes you nervous, right. But I want to tell you something. It's what changed my life at the altar.
Yeah.
The preacher said, are you going to leave this room knowing that you heard the gospel for the very first time? You're going to leave knowing that there's a bullet with your name on it and spend eternity in hell, knowing that God loves you. He died at the cross for you, not to get even with you, but to get even with the sin that you're carrying in you.
Yeah,
I
want
to tell you something.
You.
Repentance leads you to understanding that you need God.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend eternity knowing that God had a purpose for my life and I failed to meet my part of the plan.
Yes. Mm.
The Bible says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
That's right.
The fact that he had a plan for you before you were even born, to spend eternity with him, changes the course of your life right now. So many of you are sick right now. So many of you are critical about life. So many of you have become a fruit inspector. So many of you are wasting time. What we need to do is pray and repent and ask God to forgive the churches. God, ask God to forgive this nation before it's too late. Before we enter into God's judgment, we have to find that window of mercy and grace. Because I want to tell you something, Ricky. The hour is late. The hour is late. The hour is late. And if we don't wake up to where we are right now, we have time to fast and pray right now to win souls and to partner with this ministry and to say, guys, I may not be able to do what you guys are doing, but I can sow a seed of $100. I can a seed of $1,000. Guys, we want to cheer you guys on. You guys keep going. Keep winning souls. Keep reaching people. Keep bringing the prophets. Let me do my part by sowing a seed and partner with you guys, because the last thing we want to do is lose one more to the kingdom.
That's right. We have to prioritize souls. You know, it's why we do our affiliate programs, Marcella. It's because that allows us to fund the ministry to continue to broadcast around the world the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, there's a campaign we've been talking about. It's going to be coming up on one of these few shows. We've been stewarding these cameras that we have for 15 years. We haven't gotten new ones because we've been fixing, we've been replacing, we've been fixing, we've been replacing pieces. Right. We're getting to the point, Mondo, where they actually don't make the parts anymore.
No.
So you know what? You, as a believer, you guys are the ones who allowed us to be up here spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to be calling on you again, our friends, to ensure that the gospel of Jesus Christ continues to go on. But Marcella, our affiliates, I have a video I really want to play. Our affiliates have been a crucial part of making sure that the gospel from the Jim Baker Show and the PTL platform continues to go on. I want you to watch this.
You guys have to see the miracle. This is a miracle right here. Do you realize that this is a miracle for our ministry? And so because of COVID and everything that we happened, guess what? God took what the enemy meant for evil and he turned it around for our good.
But we're like, man, we wish there was a store or organization that had Christian businesses that we could go here to.
I saw affiliate program. I kept scrolling and everyone was saying, join our affiliate program.
A few years ago, almost 10 years ago, the Lord laid it on my spirit. I've marketed some of the big brands that you see on television still today. But the Lord laid it on my spirit that I was supposed to market for him.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand that message until I did learn to understand it. That is that everything that I market has to be kingdom-minded, has to go back to him.
We just are very grateful at Lion Energy for this relationship with this ministry. It's really been fantastic for us. You know, at Lion Energy, our mission is to change the world by helping individuals, families, and organizations become energy independent. And when you have that ability to do that, it changes your life.
Yes.
The church is going to be the storehouse. The church is going to be the hospital. Not only is that, your guys' house can be the storehouse.
Yes.
For your families, for your personal families, for your neighborhoods. Number one thing is about souls. Who can we take with us? We got to make sure we're not leaving our friends or our family behind.
It's amazing. You guys are first rate. You want to talk about, you know, who's worthy of your support? This ministry is worthy of your support.
Thank you.
These people are first rate. First rate. And to have our name aligned with them means a lot. And to be able to bring these products to you, just absolutely fantastic.
So we are proud. We are grateful to be part of the affiliates, because it truly comes down to spreading the gospel.
Yes, amen.
And that's what we want.
We're walking from the parking lot the other day. I was like, look at this place. This is incredible. I said, we're going to be a part of something that the devil tried to shut down.
Yeah.
And this is just the beginning. Yeah. We're like, this is going to grow, and a lot of people are going to come. Jesus. So
again, we're just very grateful for the opportunity to be here, to partner for over a decade strong.
Really? Absolutely.
Like 14
Woo!
Years.
Amen.
Long time. So,
and I can feel the hand of God in this relationship. And
you,
so
Lord.
It has been awesome. I believe God, I have felt the hand of God here since I've been here this weekend.
Yes,
God has been moving.
Thank you,
and so that happens, the rest of this stuff will take care of itself.
That's right.
Guys.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, if God's in it, if God's for us, who can be against us?
Yes.
So it's just a blessing and an honor to be able to connect with this ministry, connect with there and my family, and to be able to bring such amazing brands to the table.
End of the day, I want to see people go to heaven.
That's
what it's all about.
Amen.
And I believe this relationship is just catapulting that ahead in the end times. So thank you so much.
Praise
we love
Amen.
You guys.
Wow.
You know what I love
that's
about
so
our
good.
Affiliates is they are all sold out believers.
Yes.
They have intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, and we love our affiliates.
Yes.
Pastor Todd, we want to thank you for being on with us today. You're a blessing.
Thank you.
Remember,
it's a blessing to be here.
Amen. Remember, if you want to be a partner with us, you can call us at 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to jimbakershow.com. And before you head out, I want to give you an update on where you can find us on the Impact Network.
Yes, that's right. Every Sunday, they have added us for all of our cable systems. Every Sunday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, you can tune in and watch The Jim Baker Show. And as you just watch, listen, if you're saying, what are the affiliates? Go to our website. That's JimBakerShow.com, a brand new way of partnering with like-minded businesses. And the ministry will be blessed from these businesses. They've partnered with us, but they believe in reaching souls as well. And so we want you to call our toll-free number. That's 1-888-988-1588. Visit the website, JimBakerShow.com. Click on that red banner, shop our affiliates, and you can see all the amazing products that we have to offer.
That's right. Get your family prepared. Today is the day. Make sure your family is spiritually prepared and physically prepared. And remember this, more important than anything else, God loves you. He really does.
Amen.
Bye-bye for today. Pastor Todd, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you. It was a blessing.
I want to thank you for watching The Jim Baker Show today. We want to encourage you to stand with us. If you want to support a message of the last days, we bring great men and women of God, the prophets of God, to this program every day. We need to stay on the air till Jesus comes. I need your support today. That monthly giving will keep us on the air. Times are tough, but God's people can make anything happen. With God in unity, we can bring miracles to pass. $1 a day, many are joining that club right now. We also have the Jubilee Club at $50 a month. And then we have my club, the President's Club, at $100 a month. I need your support. Pray about becoming a monthly partner. We are totally in the last days, but we must keep the message of the gospel going forth. We need your support. And I pray that if you have the ability today to give a one-time gift to keep the devil away and to meet our budget this month, we need help desperately. I'm going to personally, for my Social Security, I'm going to give a $1,000 gift today to the ministry. And I hope someone will join with me and give that one-time gift as well. But these monthlies will keep us going till Jesus comes if you'll just do that. So call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. Remember that God loves you. He really does. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
We want to thank you for your prayers and support. We would not be able to be here without you. If you want to see more from us and our family, go to watchjimbakershow.com. And as my dad always says, remember, God loves you. He really does.